Hey everyone, thanks for joining us. This is Android Guys Hot Take. This is your first time tuning in. This is a show where we take on one specific topic, give our thoughts and opinions on it, our feelings, whatever comes up. This is a very special show. This is our first live show. We've been doing these and editing them so you can't hear all of the screw-ups that we have. And it's special because we're chatting about one of the biggest phones of the year. I am Matt Adams. I'm the editor here at Android Guys. Joining me are editors Andrew Myrick, Donovan Jessica, and writer extraordinaire Kian Riddick. Guys, how the hell are you doing tonight? Big day.
Doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. Andrew, how are you?
I'd be doing better if we had better phones.
Oh.
Ian? Huh?
Ian, how are you?
Doing good. In the midst of a thunderstorm, but I should be okay.
So what that means is we're going to lose Kian at some point.
That's how we're going to lose Kian.
Yeah. We're going to make him dial in on his phone. Y'all have shitty phones. It's going to sound like we're in 1914. That's okay. God, did we even have phones in 1914?
Yes,
now,
Matthew.
We did. Now yes, I'm showing my intelligence. I just keep thinking of the Alexander Graham Bell commercial recently. No, this is one. You want two. All right. Anyways. So today was Samsung Unpacked. We were treated to not two, but three different products introduced at the Barclays Center up in New York. Man, I don't know about you guys, but I was not super, super overwhelmed by the Note 9. We're going to run through some specs real quick. We've got the Qualcomm Snapdragon 845, 6 or 8 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigabytes or 512 gigabytes of storage, a 4,000 milliamp hour battery, S Pen with Bluetooth. It's rocking a 6.4-inch Super AMOLED display. Always have the best displays on Samsung devices. We've got stereo speakers, Android 8.1. Apparently, they missed the note that we got a new version of Android.
Shocking.
It's coming in lavender, purple, and ocean blue here in the U.S., and other markets are going to see midnight black and metallic copper. My first question, do you give a shit about this phone?
Andrew, you should probably take this one.
Okay. I give a shit for one reason and one reason only. Samsung's not afraid of putting big batteries in their phones anymore.
Yay.
4,000 milliamps is long overdue after the Note 7 debacle, and I'm so happy to see it.
But the you rest can't of blame it, them, right? You can't blame them for that. I mean, when you have a recall like that, but...
Whew. I know. I mean, I get it. I'm just happy to see that they're not playing it safe anymore.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, like the design, it's like the S9 compared to the S8. It's just a slight redesign. The fingerprint scanner is moved. Yay. Finally. Should have been done the first time, but whatever. But let's talk about that price, though.
That price, though. My goodness.
I just don't, even with the best specs on the market, I just don't know how you justify $1,000 for a phone. That's insane.
Pricing, though.
It's not normal. Just because Apple did it does not mean it's normal. That's stupid.
But the thing is that Apple and Samsung are the only two companies that can do it, and people will still buy their phones.
I bought a Pixel.
Well, okay.
That's your dumb decision.
You don't want like 3 million extra stuff crammed into your phone so you can show it off and be like, ooh, look at me.
Nope.
Fancy stuff.
What about your yellow S Pen?
God.
That's what the cost really is behind, guys, is having yellow S Pens.
Yep. That's how they justify it. You're in the store, you're looking at it, you're like, I don't know, it's kind of expensive. Then they pop out the yellow S Pen and you're like, wrap it up. Sold, sir.
Give me all of the accessories.
Yes.
I want you to gift wrap it. Who's the gift for? Me.
All right, so let's go around the room. $1,000. Are you okay with a $1,000 price point on this phone? Kian, why don't you start us off?
I'm okay with it. I'm not going to buy the phone personally, but I'm not surprised at the price. Just because, like I said, Apple's doing their pricing, Google's doing their pricing, which I expect the next Pixel to be $1,000 again. So I'm not surprised at it. And people will still buy it just because carriers are going to say, like, it's only $40 a month. Like, you're not even going to know. So, but I'm not going to buy the phone.
Donovan?
I am, again, I don't think anyone should pay $1,000 for a phone, especially considering you can get a Snapdragon 845 and 8 gigs of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage in a OnePlus 6 for, you know, half the price.
Right.
But my counter to that is for those of us on Sprint who suck.
Don't be on Sprint? Question mark.
Right. Get good. I mean,
it's not that easy, guys.
Get a good carrier and don't. Okay. So let's say you're on Sprint because it saved you an extra couple bucks a month, an extra 20 bucks a month. You have to pay another $400 for this phone. Your savings are gone. Go buy a OnePlus 6, get on T-Mobile. And
well, I'm not buying the phone to begin with. I don't want it to slow down in 3 months.
I don't know. I know Samsung has that reputation, but it's hard for me to believe that this phone is still going to fall to that.
Did the S9 fall by that?
In the little bit that I've used the S9, no, it hasn't. And even the Note 8, I've got a Note 8 here, and it really hasn't slowed down either. It's not my daily driver, so I don't use it, you know, as much as someone normally should to make that comparison, but it's still as fast as the day I pulled it out of the box. So, I don't know. I honestly think that the days of Samsung phones slowing down after 3 months are probably over. It's a funny meme that we all joke around about, but I don't think you can really kill them for that anymore. Just like you, I mean, it's the Snapdragon 845 is so freaking powerful. I mean, that's a great chip. And even last year, they what's just a, okay. So, does this phone matter, honestly, in the grand scheme of things? When you look at the landscape of phones, is it really a standout phone compared to what we're getting from other guys this year? You know, from what we're going to see from Google, the Pixel, what we've already seen from LG and the other guys. Does this phone really lead the pack? Does it really stand out?
In my opinion, I think personally that it stands out more than the S9 and S9 Plus did, because no one else really makes a phone in this dimension with these specs with a BLE stylus. Now, whether or not people use that stylus for what it's intended for or use it, you know, at all is yet to be determined. But as far as design and uniqueness, I think it is a step above what's generally going to come out.
How many people do you guys think are stylus users? Because whenever I have a note in hand, I never use it. And I know my girlfriend doesn't use her stylus, but like my mom will a lot.
You know, my wife is the only one I've ever known to actually use it. And she only used it when she'd like go to CVS to pick up prescriptions and like have to sign her name. That's it. I've never seen anyone in the wild like actually sit down and use their stylus long term.
I mean, so design-wise, yes, unique. Usability-wise, probably not.
I mean, is it really that unique, though? We've had how many years of notes now? Is it?
I mean, yes, you're right. But I was talking about in comparison to the releases for this season, as opposed to iterations of the same phone.
Gotcha.
Yep.
It's just a bigger S9 Plus, guys. Come on.
It is. You're not wrong.
Barely. See, bigger. It's 0.1 inch bigger.
But I think the difference between last year and this year is the Note 8 had a smaller battery than the S8 Plus, and this year the Note 9 has a bigger battery than the S9 Plus. And I think that if you're walking into a store and the S9 Plus is, I don't know how much they are still, $850, and the note is $1,000 and it's a difference between like what, $5 a month, you're probably going to pick up the note, right?
Well, yeah, after you pay $500 down payment, but yeah.
Dude, that's ridiculous. Why are you paying
the down payment?
That's pretty insane.
The
well-qualified users.
Yeah, people at T-Mobile are getting quoted for the 512 gigabyte version. They want $500 down, and then it's what? What was it, Andrew? Like $35 a month or $40 a month after that?
Yeah, it's like still the price of any other phone, like any other flagship per month.
I mean, you could walk out of there with a LG G7 and not put $500 down and still pay the same per month. That's
or go buy a OnePlus and not pay anything.
Yeah, or just pay $500 and get a OnePlus 6 if you're not on stupid Sprint.
Yep.
I'm just kind of unsurprised about this phone compared to the Note 8. Like, why would I get a Note 9 over a Note 8?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that yet. We've been kind of in the weeds today, but what do you guys think?
The dual aperture actually is cool, but they introduced that with the S9. But in terms of Note 8 versus Note 9, the camera system is better, at least on paper, because I haven't played with the Note 9 yet, obviously. There is a bigger battery.
I mean, I'm a photographer. Like, I shoot all the time. I shoot with my Pixel, shoot with my like DSLR. So I love a great camera battery. I mean, great smartphone camera. But I don't know. I'm just not into it, I guess. It's not doing anything for me.
It's not a game breaking feature. I've never heard anyone say I gotta have that dual aperture camera.
You haven't talked to my girlfriend.
I agree with you. It's cool, and it does make a difference in some situations, but I just don't see someone like holding the two phones side by side. Like, I think the fingerprint sensor location is a bigger deal than the camera. Honestly, God.
I didn't see where that changed. Where did it move to?
In the middle.
Yeah, it moved right under the camera in the middle.
Oh, you mean the normal place for it?
Yeah, where it should have been all along.
I still don't think it's in the right place because it's too high up. I mean, if you have like regular size or smaller hands, you're still going to be struggling to reach that thing with your index finger.
You have sausage links for fingers. So you're perfectly fine.
I don't. That's a dirty rumor that you started. And I take it back for the two people that are watching right now. thank you, two people, for tuning in. No, but I really do think that it's a much better placement. But it's the wrong size. It's oblong. It should have been rounded and it should have been brought down.
Whatever happened to the whole fingerprint sensor in the screen thing? Wasn't that rumored at one point for the Note?
I mean, that's been rumored for every Samsung phone since the S7. So
haven't figured it out yet, apparently.
No, and it's not going to happen for the S10, I'm sure. And
it's going to be the SX. You stop that.
Yep.
Please. I can't wait for the memes of that.
I know.
What, the sex? I mean the SX?
All right. So what do you guys think about we touched on the S Pen a little bit, but what do you guys think about them adding Bluetooth in there this time? Does it matter? Do you care any more than, you know, if it was just the regular stylus?
I actually care more, and I don't use the stylus. Just because you can use that as like a camera shutter or make it trigger or anything. It's pretty cool.
I did like that.
Yeah, from a design standpoint, I like it a lot. I think it's really cool that, you know, it charges while it's docked into the phone. And they said, I think 30 seconds gets you an extra 30 minutes of power, which is pretty cool. And I mean, adding smart functionality to a previously dumb piece of technology can never be a bad thing, unless the battery life is terrible.
I was impressed by the charging too. You know, I always go to, since it's Apple and Samsung, I always go to how has Apple implemented this into their ecosystem. And I was thinking about the Pencil and the dumbass way that you have to charge it on the iPad, and just like, this is such an elegant, simple solution instead of putting a USB type C port on the damn thing with a flap over it, or, you know, or wireless charging or anything like that. You just slide it in there and it's good to go. And I mean, unless you're standing up there doing hours of a presentation with this thing, I can't ever think of a situation where this thing is going to die. So I do, I give Samsung props on that one.
It will add 5% of usage to like their user base. Five more people will use it.
And I'm not 5%, five people.
Yeah, five people. 5%, that's a lot of people.
That's massive growth. This is just five people.
All right. Should we hit on the other products that were released today?
I have good more thing to say on the watch, so I don't know if you want to do that.
I'm really interested in the watch. So for you guys that have not seen all the information about it yet, it's the new Galaxy Watch. Comes in two sizes, the 42 and 46 millimeters. It's got either a 1.2 or 1.3 circular Super AMOLED screen. It runs Tizen. It does not run Android Wear. Exynos 9110 processor, 4 gigs of storage, which, that was disappointing. Yeah. Gig and a half of RAM. It's waterproof, military grade, durability. So hit it on things, drop it, whatever.
No, so drop it once and it cracks. That's what that means.
And the battery is rated for multiple day use, and that's because it is using Tizen and not Android Wear. So it comes out. Did they give a release date on that?
August 24th.
Is it still coming out? Okay, yeah, it's coming out the same day as the Note 9 then. Comes in a couple different colors, midnight black, rose gold, silver. The smaller one you can get in rose gold for the ladies.
And black.
Yeah, and then the bigger one. Is a bigger one silver and black or just silver?
Just silver.
Okay. And it's $329 for the smaller one, $349 for the bigger one. Kian, since you've already said you do not give a shit about this, tell us why.
Oh my! Well, one, the aesthetic reasons, like why the big one only get silver and why isn't silver not on the small ones? I don't understand that. That seems very dumb. And then it runs Tizen. I thought we were done with Tizen. I've been done with Tizen, and I don't like Tizen products just because it's Samsung saying, hey, get into our walled garden because we're trying to make one, even though you're not going to buy all of our expensive stuff. And I don't know. I really don't like Tizen. That's my main thing. I'd much rather it run Android Wear.
All right. For the people out there who don't know the difference really between Tizen and Android Wear, let them know what the difference is. What are the big points?
The main difference is Tizen is a Samsung-only thing, and you can only use it with their Samsung Gear app. Android Wear, of course, works with anything Android. So it's kind of just, again, saying use our Samsung products and only our Samsung products.
So if I have an LG G7 or a OnePlus 6, I can't use this watch?
You can't use the watch at all.
That's pretty disappointing.
Although you might be able to get the LTE one and just use it by itself. I don't know why you do that.
But I don't know. I didn't mind it that much. I actually like the rotating bezel that they have. I thought that looked pretty cool.
Is it like a navigation thing or?
Yeah. You go in between like different screens. Basically okay. You put widgets on there. It's just kind of like instead of swiping through your apps or whatever on Android Wear, it seems like. I don't know, Donovan, as someone who's not really familiar with Tizen or, you know, this type of smartwatch, what would make you look at something like this instead of an Android Wear watch? Is it the battery life? You know, the design, the price, what would make you look at something like this?
Well, I'm not familiar with Tizen, but I am familiar with processors, and the Exynos 9110 combined with the 1.5 gigabytes of RAM is really appealing for a watch compared to, say, the TicWatch E or TicWatch S, which only has, I think, 256 megabytes of RAM. it's a pretty strong improvement. But other than that, there's not much. I get multiple days out of my old Moto 360 watch, you know, from two generations ago. So I'm really not worried about the multiple days. The price is just as expensive as any other smartwatch on the market. Tizen being proprietary makes it really tough to use any accessories that aren't Samsung. I don't see a whole lot of appealing here.
Andrew, do you think that, you know, if I have a Samsung device, should I go out and pick this up, or should I wait to the end of this fall when we're expected to see some watches from Google come out?
If you're in the Samsung ecosystem, sure, go for it. I'm not completely confident in what Google could be doing for a Pixel Watch.
Whoa.
Take it back.
No, not after seeing the notch. Not after seeing that god awful notch the other day.
That's fair.
The notch.
That's
the
fair.
Notch that don't watch it.
Yes! The return of the flat tire.
No, see, that's where the three notches are going to come into play, guys.
Oh, it's yes.
Watches right. On your wrist.
We had notches before we even knew it with the flat tire. Now everybody's bitching about notches. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Been around for years.
Thanks, Moto. I mean, what's appealing to me is the battery. I know that Samsung says it's rated for multiple day use, which I find to be BS because, you know, the Note 9 is rated for multiple day use or all day battery. And they've been promising us that for the dawn of time, since the dawn of time.
It's the grail, let's be honest.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't really care about it. I would play with it, but I like the Gear S3 more in terms of the design than I'd like this one. But I'm a guy who likes bigger watches, and that one just appealed more to me.
Gotcha. So since you wrote about it today, why don't you tell us about the Galaxy Home?
Now, hold on. Just one second. Can I go on a little rant here about military-grade durability?
Let's go. Bring it. Bring the heat.
Okay, military-grade durability. I first saw this description on a mainstream phone with the LG V30, which I reviewed a couple months back. And I noticed, after having a case on it, that it cracked in my pocket while I was at work. Now, having advertised it as military-grade durability, I looked up what that means. All that means is they put it through the same testing that military-grade products go through before they get introduced into general use by the military. It's not a measure of durability. It's a measure of testing. It could have failed every single one of those tests and still been, quote-unquote, military-grade, just really poor military-grade.
So what you're telling me is it's a gimmick.
It is absolutely a gimmick and absolutely a buzzword and means nothing.
Well, as long as it has an AI-based operating system, I don't care.
I mean, Samsung's full of gimmicky words because they called a Note a, what was that, Andrew, like a super YouTube device or something?
I don't, YouTube certified, HD, whatever?
That's a YouTube thing. That's not Samsung.
It's a buzzword. It doesn't matter. It's a
buzzword.
Okay, I give you that it's a buzzword, but it's not Samsung's fault.
It is because they said, okay, we'll do this.
You're ridiculous.
Whatever. You asked me to be here, so I'm here.
Tell us about the speaker.
I don't want to.
Do it anyways.
All right, I'll tell you about the Galaxy Grill. So Samsung is ready to compete with Apple and Google in the smart home speaker world with the Galaxy Home. It's going to be AI-infused with all kinds of Bixby 2.0 for better or for worse. It's going to have six speakers and a single subwoofer, 8 far-field microphones so that it can pick up what you're saying, and we don't know anything else about it because Samsung is not ready to show everybody everything. They just wanted to give everyone just a little bit of a taste so that we can be disappointed this fall when they finally say, hey, it's here, and it's going to cost like $450.
Is it gas or charcoal?
kerosene?
Oh, gotcha.
So it's got like a fabric outside. It's kind of rounded with a flat top, and then at the bottom there's three legs, like angled awkwardly, similar to a grill. Buddy MKBHD, that's where I got that from. If you check out our announcement article, it's like right there at the top, so you can see what I'm talking about.
We just put that article in the chat for you guys that are watching live.
Yeah, it's cool. It's smart speaker stuff. Samsung's overdue. They're late to the game. But I'll be interested to see, because it's got like what, the AKG Harman Kardon infusion stuff, since they own Harman Kardon now.
I was going to say they own the company. So, I feel like they could just slap that on there after one engineer is like, yep, it's cool.
They're slapping AKG on everything.
Yeah.
Right. Like those AKG powered headphones that come in the box for the S9. Like,
okay. Which are actually good.
I did. Okay. But
what is that technology? I hadn't heard of that before today.
AKG used to be its own audio brand, and they're actually not. They're decent. They're very good an audio company. So Samsung bought them, and they're putting it into all of their audio products, which is, it's supposedly going to make everything sound better.
It's branding.
Yeah.
So it's like Apple's Beats by Dre crap.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Like, I'm worried that Samsung didn't share enough with us today, like, about the Galaxy Home. Like, I would have been much happier if they had said, okay, well, it's, you can expect to see it at this point in time, not you're going to hear more about it at our developer conference this fall.
It's going to be like the HomePod, and it's going to be another year before it comes out.
Or, you know, like Apple's wireless charging thing.
That's not out. That's never coming out.
Yeah. Right.
It's a myth.
But I hope Samsung actually follows through. I hope they don't outprice themselves, because the HomePod's what? What?
$350.
Like, yeah. If they price it higher than the HomePod, then I don't think Samsung's going to sell any of them, except for DJ Ko will literally buy them all and have them in different rooms of his house.
But it's also priced the same as a Google Home Max, and I don't know anybody who's choosing Bixby over Assistant.
Oh, absolutely not. There's no way. Assistant is, like, by far the best. And then, in my experience, it's Alexa. And then Samsung and Apple, it's like a coin flip for the dumpster.
No, Siri's better than Bixby.
Yeah, way better. And I hate Siri.
Same. Yeah.
But, I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I think the big story here is Bixby moving from just being on phones. We've seen Google take Assistant into speakers and headphones and that kind of stuff. And you guys brought up a really good point. Samsung owns AKG, and AKG's stock, correct me if I'm wrong, but they make a lot of equipment for cars. They make a lot of equipment for homes. And obviously Samsung is huge in televisions. I really think that this is the start of a spread of Bixby freaking everywhere. And it's going to be in every Samsung product you buy, from your TV to your phone to that god-awful smart fridge that for some reason people are spending $4,000 or $5,000 on.
But you can play Spotify on it now.
You can play Spotify on it and write notes on it too. So
right, with your yellow, with your banana S Pen.
Spotify on your fridge, underrated while you're cooking like Thanksgiving meal. So don't knock it. All right, no, I'm just kidding. That's AKG so
speakers in a refrigerator.
I mean,
that's what I want to see.
If my fridge is $5,000, I want AKG speakers in my freaking fridge, you know?
For $5,000, that thing should make your Thanksgiving dinner for you.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's like $3,000 at Best Buy, and it's insane.
Bixby, it's an amazing where's the closest urgent care? I just lit myself on fire while baking this turkey.
But do you think Bixby's really ready for, like, Google had years of getting things together for Assistant so that it could put Assistant in every room in your house. Do you really think Bixby's ready for that type of usage?
Well, I was going to say that this is kind of like a slow, we're slowly seeing Samsung going to separate from Google. And I know people have said that all the time. I didn't really think that it was going to happen until like today. Mostly we are seeing Bixby move out, and yeah, Google and Apple have years of experience, but we're seeing Bixby move from your phone to your speaker, which isn't a giant jump. It's not something major yet, but it's still enough for Samsung to start collecting a little bit more data. And so they can be able to put it into your headphones and into like your car eventually one day. But I definitely am seeing them taking off with it.
So Samsung is arguably slash by far the largest Android provider in the US. I don't know about the world, but in the US, don't they have enough information already? Like, I understand like you want to try out a new speaker and stuff like that, but I still don't feel like Bixby is mature enough for me to go and spend $350, $400 on a speaker for it.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're Samsung and you are in every segment and you are dominant, why wouldn't you think that your speaker is going to be a success? You're killing it everywhere else.
Yeah, just by sheer numbers. Like, it's not even adoption. It's just we have half of the U.S. So naturally, we're just going to have the most speaker sales just because we have that many people.
Exactly. Everyone knows your name.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But no one uses it. No one uses Bixby. I don't have any firm numbers here or research, but just from anecdotal experience, I've never seen anyone use Bixby in person.
Every person I've seen that Bixby pops on their phone actually gets frustrated. It's not even just like, oh, here we go. It's just like,
Like, I get, like, my girlfriend has an S9 Plus, and she's like, what the hell is this extra button for? I said, go ahead and press it. So Bixby started talking at her. She's like, well, this is bullshit. She's like, why do you need an extra button to do to access something that I'm never going to use?
I'm in the same boat, Andrew. Like, my girlfriend, she hates the button, and she actively uses Google Assistant for everything, like even screenshotting her phone, which I don't understand. But whenever Bixby pops up, she gets annoyed, and I love it.
The first thing I did when my wife was using our Note 8 was turn off Bixby for, because I knew that conversation was coming.
It still comes up somehow.
I think my girlfriend's listening right now, but I didn't do that. I was going to let her figure it out on her own.
Bad Andrew.
I love you.
So do you guys think Samsung's moving away from being Android friendly to, you know, just Samsung?
Nope. Definitely. I do.
Ooh, a nope and a definitely.
If that Tizen phone would have took off in Russia or Germany or wherever it was, I have no doubt in my mind that Samsung would have continued developing it. And I still think they're in the background trying to make it so it can run on phones. That's why they're not putting their watches back on Android Wear.
Yeah, but the problem is that it failed. And Samsung is terrified of putting it on their flagship smartphones in any major markets. So there is no way, barring a major change from Google about how Android is used, for them to switch from Android to Tizen.
I can still see like a Galaxy T coming out in Indonesia or somewhere.
Well, that's because Samsung makes millions of products for no reason other than to just say, hey, look what we can do.
Right, and it's going to be a test market. That and their like foldable display thing that's coming out in.
I'm not getting into that. Cool. Foldable smartphone, circa 2014.
But you know, they're going to put in a test market, and they're going to not say it's not Android. They're just going to say it's our Galaxy T phone, and people are not going to understand the difference because they only use Facebook and Instagram, and it's just going to take off.
So here's another question for you guys. Like, if Samsung is going to eventually switch to Tizen, which we have been seeing rumors and talking about and debating for the last at least 4 or 5 years, when do they make the move? What is going to be the catalyst for them to say, okay, it's the Samsung Galaxy S12, S14, we're moving. Yes, stupid naming rhetoric.
No, SX4, dude, X4.
X4, sorry. The Sex4, my bad. When is that going to happen? Like, I don't see it happening.
I think the turning point would be if Google decided to do an about face and close off Android. I think that make it so that you have to use a stock Android experience for everything. I think that's when Samsung would start to consider moving in a different direction.
Aren't they past the? Isn't their contract over with whomever that they had to keep Android open for 5 years?
Android is open source by its nature because it's based on Linux. So there's not really much they can do to close off the operating system itself. But they can do what they've been doing with Google Play, and that's if you want to use the Google Play ecosystem, you have to meet certain requirements.
Oh, yeah.
And that's except the thing.
For Fortnite.
I mean, Samsung could go fork Android right now if they wanted to and still say, hey, it runs Android, and just throw their app store on there. Now, that's a terrible, terrible idea, and it would blow up in their face.
With the Note 7, so everything could blow up.
Oh, Amazon tried that with their Fire phones, and that went fantastically well.
Well, who doesn't want a phone that has four cameras on the front of it? I mean, that was awesome.
Four notches, boys. Book it. I will say this about the Note 9. I am happy that Samsung has stuck to its guns, stuck with its Infinity display, which is absolutely gorgeous. Their Infinity displays are bar none the best displays on the market, and they didn't put a notch on the phone.
Are we sold on curved edges yet? Because I'm not. Still hate them.
I have fat hands, so it makes it easier for me to hold it.
One phone, I think it's the S7. It spoiled me. Not spoiled me. It ruined it for me because the thumb detection or the
was so side bad,
is so bad, and I can't stand Infinity displays.
I had the exact same experience, and that's why I feel the way I do now. If they're way better than they used to be, but the S7 Edge was so bad.
I hated that phone so much.
Yeah, I couldn't swipe in from the left for anything. And when you have an operating system where like everything's swiping in from the sides, like holy crap, did that phone just kill me?
Here's a throwback for you guys. The Galaxy Note Edge.
Oh god.
I've had that phone at a time too, and terrible. But it only had one edge, so maybe that's what they should go back to do.
I feel like I'd be okay with one edge.
I'm not. no edge with the flop.
I was totally
not. Man, there's a cock on the edge. Pick up on that.
Yeah, I totally miss not having that bright AMOLED black and white staring me in the face while I'm trying to sleep. The edge clock, boy, that's.
You just end up having the time like imprinted on your forehead.
You know exactly what time it is when you wake up. I'll say that much.
Yeah, it's burned into your retinas. But
all right, boys, where are we going from here? What do you think about the rest of the year? Is the Pixel going to be anything to stand up to the Note, or is this the best phone we're getting for the rest of the year?
Pixel is always the best phone ever.
Sarcasm
I'm
a Google show. I'm Google's number one fan at Android, guys. So
are you good with that notch? Like legit?
I'm okay with the notch. I have an iPhone X, so I'm kind of used to notches now.
Okay, so are you okay with that notch in the Jay Leno chin?
I mean, Google says I want it, so I'm probably going to get used to it.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, I'm their biggest fan. I'm their biggest fan here at Android Guys. So
that notch is the most god-awful thing I've seen on a phone, I think, maybe ever.
No, I will say I prefer differently, but I think I can get used to it.
It reminds. So I saw on Twitter, like, somebody posted the picture of that Samsung, like, bashing commercial with the guy waiting in line for the iPhone X with the notch in his hair.
Hell yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
I'm not that bad.
I just don't know how long Google's gonna get a pass for shitting on Apple about something and then doing the exact same thing like a year or two later.
Do you think people really care though?
But is it Apple's fault, or is it because everybody has kind of fell in line? So Google's just like, well, gosh, I guess we need to too.
I don't think it's Apple's fault. I think it's Google's fault for shitting on a company and then being hypocrites and turning around and doing the same thing.
But does it surprise you?
Does it surprise me?
If Google wants to make a dent, they have to do things. Like, they can't just give us phones with big chins, big foreheads, and say, this is the phone, this is the way you're supposed to use Android.
So, okay, but at that point, why couldn't they do what Samsung did and just have thin bezels all around all sides?
That's because HTC's design team is trash, but that's besides the point. Like, because that phone is still designed by HTC. Like, true. Google had to sign off on that, but that's HTC's division within there. So I think they just screwed the pooch on that altogether. But well,
if you look at every HTC phone ever, like that section has designed, I mean, they've all had gigantic bezels. So no, that does not surprise me. I'm sure that they're using, you know, maybe not off the shelf, but slightly modified parts from whoever they're getting their displays from this year. And, you know, Qualcomm and all that. And they were probably forced into it. I just have a problem with them, you know, them saying, oh, you know, our phone's better because we have a headphone jack and great battery and no notch and all this crap. And then doing the exact same thing like that. To me, that's crap.
I totally forgot HTC created a phone this year.
Yeah, me too. Well,
it's because you live in America and you can't get it here.
Well, you can. It's just through Amazon only, right?
I don't even know where you can buy it.
You have to like import it.
I don't think Google would
give me $850 and you can have our phone, and that's just not how it works.
Right. I don't think Google will be taken seriously until they're available on more than just Verizon.
Yeah.
Like carriers, like it's great that you can use the Pixel on any carrier in the U.S. and I love that because I bought a 2XL and I'm using it on Sprint right now, but I would have much rather loved to see Google say, okay, well, we've partnered with all four major carriers or two and a half major carriers, and you can buy the Pixel here.
I agree with you. I don't think that they are a major player until they can drop the Verizon exclusivity, until they can walk into T-Mobile and pick up a Pixel.
Right.
I didn't mind it too much just because John Legere or whatever, he gave me half price on my Pixel when I bought it from Verizon, so not too bad.
I forgot they did that.
Yeah, me too.
So definitely do it that way if you can.
Yeah, or, you know, but
Google can just partner with carriers. Essential did it. Why can't Google? Essential brought their phone to only Sprint, all right? And that's probably why Ruben's trying to sell the company, but that's besides the point.
You'll take anything that has Sprint in the limelight, right?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I do the best list for, you know, and we do them per carrier. Sprint by far has the widest selection of devices. They're the only one with Essential, the only one with BlackBerry. And, you know, these may not be the biggest companies right now, but you walk into a Sprint store, you have way more options than you walk into Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. And that's impressive to me. I don't like Sprint because their coverage sucks where I live, but something at least, I guess.
Yeah. Aren't we supposed to get another LG phone this year?
No. The V40.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The V40 ThinQ.
I'm not saying that. I almost refuse to write it. I'm definitely not going to say it.
In my review of the G7, which is posting next week, you guys should check it out. I use it in the first sentence or the second. You liked it. I used it in like the first or second sentence and did not use it the rest of the time.
Well, it's good because if I had read it and it had been in the rest of the review, I would have taken it out of there because that's dumb. Their branding to me is by far the worst in the entire industry. We've seen terrible, terrible names on smartphones for years. I mean, Samsung used to be the king at terrible phone names, but putting ThinQ or Think or whatever the hell, I don't even know how you're supposed to actually say it. Putting that on everything is the worst freaking idea I've ever heard at mobile. Well, maybe not the worst idea, but right now it's the worst thing out there.
No, you're right. It is, because one of my friends came to me and was like, hey, what do you think of the LG Think? And I'm like, which one? Like, there's like 1,000 of them, but no one knows that there's 1,000 of them.
And they went back and rebranded like old devices. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
was it the G6 and whatever other phone from last year?
Like, irrelevant. It doesn't matter, this phone.
Oh, and then AT&T got the V35 thing?
Yep.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
They're from the G7?
I know, but it's not. AT&T only? It's a V30 with LG G7 insides. Like, what is even the point of that?
I don't know, but you get a cool, nifty Google Assistant button now, so...
I mean, I'd rather have that than a Bixby button.
Amen, sister.
All right. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. all right. We'd like to say thank you to everyone for tuning in, those who joined us live on YouTube, those who are listening on their phones and other devices after the fact. I'm Matt Adams, been joined by Andrew Myrick, Donovan Jessica, Kian Riddick. We are Android Guys. We write every day. If you want to know anything about the Note 9, anything from Unpacked today, go over to androidguys.com right now. Check it out. We published a ton of content. And also, if you like how we sound, we are sponsored by Blue Microphones. Go into the post for the show. We will have a link to the exact equipment that we're using. We would love it if you check those guys out. So, for the rest of the guys, this is Matt signing off. Thanks for tuning in.